March 18, 1922 sin chains the soul and hampers her in doing good. The rest which God and the creature give to each other. I was accompanying my sweet Jesus in the pains of his passion. And he, making himself seen, told me, "My daughter, sin chains the soul and hampers her in doing good. Her mind feels the chain of sin and is hindered from comprehending what is good. Her will feels the chain that binds her, and feels numb. And instead of wanting good, it wants evil. Her desire, chained, feels its wings with which to fly to God being clipped. Oh, how I feel compassion at the sight of man chained by his own sins. This is why the first pain I wanted to suffer in my passion were the chains. I wanted to be bound in order to release man from his own chains. Those chains which I suffered, as soon as they touched me, turned into chains of love which, in touching man, burned up and snapped his chains, and bound him with my loving chains. My love is operative, it cannot be without operating. Therefore, I prepared for all and for each one that which is needed in order to rehabilitate them, heal them, and embellish them anew. I did everything so that, if the soul makes up her mind, she may find everything ready and at her disposal. So I keep my chains ready to burn up her own. The shreds of my flesh to cover her wounds and adorn her with beauty. My blood to give her life again, I have everything ready. I keep all that is needed in store for each one. But my love wants to give itself. It wants to operate. I feel a restlessness, an irresistible force, which gives me no peace if I do not give. And do you know what I do? When I see that no one takes, I concentrate my chains, the shreds of my flesh, my blood, in one who wants them and who loves me, and I stud her with beauty, bejeweling her all over with the chains of my love. I increase 100-fold the life of grace for her, so my love pours itself out and calms itself. While he was saying this, I saw his chains, the shreds of his flesh, his blood, running onto me. And he amused himself in applying them upon me and in bejeweling me all over. How good is Jesus! May he be always blessed. Then, afterwards, he returned and added, "My daughter, I feel the need that the creature rest in me, and I in her. But do you know when the creature rests in me, and I in her? When her intelligence thinks of me and comprehends me, she rests in the intelligence of her Creator, and that of the Creator finds rest in the created mind. When the human will unites with the divine will, the two wills embrace and rest together. If human love rises above all created things and loves only its God, what a beautiful rest do God and the creature find reciprocally. One who gives rest, finds it. I become her bed and keep her in the sweetest sleep, clasped in my arms. Therefore, come and rest in my bosom."